When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Baby Steps. This is the very first episode of our parenting podcast. This is Ariel.
Hi, guys. What's up?
I'm Ned. We are married. We have been together for nearly 10 years.
I think over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the correction.
It won't be the last.
That's right. Keeping me honest. We have a 2-year-old son, and Ariel is currently 24 weeks pregnant.
I am.
In Baby Steps, we're going to tell you the dirty, messy truths behind perfect parenting. No, but like on social media, everything looks like really cute and really wonderful. Mm-hmm, and my goodness, it's a little avocado. But we're here to get real. We're here to talk to the people.
Parenting is not perfect.
It's not perfect.
There is no such thing as perfect parenting. It is messy. There is shit everywhere, literal and figurative.
Literal and figurative shit. Poop in the big boy pants.
I cannot tell you how many times I have questioned my choices.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
your choices, what? Obviously.
You've definitely questioned my choices. What do you mean by that? You mean like, what are we even doing?
Yeah.
Why did we get into this? You never regret having kids, but
I would
you were
say
like,
I would say I never regretted having kids. No, I adore our family. I would never ever change it for the world.
I love them. But do you like them?
Yeah, fair enough. But there, I mean, I would say at least 10 times a day, I think to myself, should I have done that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the right choice?
Constant questioning.
Constant.
There's no manual. Well, actually, there is. That's
there
the
are
thing.
Several.
There are too many manuals. Like, everyone has got a point of view of how to perfectly parent.
Absolutely.
And here's ours. No, our point of view is there's no perfect way.
There's no perfect way, but we are here to talk about some of the ways that we have done it, mm-hmm. and maybe talk about some of the ways that other people have done it.
Yeah, we'll answer your questions. We'll react to expert advice.
Yeah.
We'll review some top trending products. We've got one today. Spoiler alert, it's called the Frida Balls from Frida Baby.
Frida Baby, one of my favorite brands.
That's right.
They make the Swedish snot sucker. Which is probably one of the
functional products.
It is one of the best products that we have.
It's a little tube that lets you blow your baby's nose by sucking out his snot yourself.
Yep.
That's what we do as parents.
But they came out with this amazing product that basically has Ned on the cover of the box.
Yeah, so we're going to check that out. But first, Ariel, you're 24 weeks pregnant. Let me read you off some facts, some stats.
Oh, please do. Please do. Tell me what fruit my baby is today.
Your baby at 24 weeks is as big as a pomegranate.
A pomegranate, really?
Or an ear of corn.
Those are two very different sized things.
Yeah, I think it's whether he's curled up or stretched out, probably.
Oh.
It's from two different websites.
Well, apparently he likes to stretch out. He likes to fold over completely.
In a way that makes me question the human body's possibilities.
Really does, doesn't
it? He's like folded up like a little folding chair.
Yeah, when you think of the fetal position.
That's true.
It's a fetus with his knees curled up.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be trapped in a burlap sack for 9 months.
Excuse me. I consider this to be like the most plush hot tub in the entire world.
Oh, okay.
You get free snacks. You get like...
Okay. I guess, yeah, it's like a spa day.
Excuse me, burlap's like throwing your cat into a sack or something?
You're right. Burlap sack was probably not the greatest description. I should have said velvet bag.
Uh-huh. I'll accept that. If you call it a velvet satchel.
Velvet satchel. All right. Your baby is also bulking up. This is from What to Expect, one of our guideline
books. One of our go-to books. Yep.
The baby is putting on more weight, accumulating baby fat and growing muscles and organs.
Excellent.
So I guess they have a pancreas now. This says that the baby, their auditory system is advancing so they can hear songs.
They can hear us, yeah.
And they can recognize it and feel calmed by it when they're born.
Yeah. Did you know, I read this the other day, that babies in utero hear male voices more than they hear female voices.
No way.
Yeah,
is that because of the sonorous timbre of my masculine voice?
It probably is. It
People
probably
say
is.
That actually that I sound like Squidward.
I've heard that. I don't know. I've never watched Futurama, so.
Oh my God, Ariel! No,
it's not.
No.
Is it not from Futurama?
It's not from Futurama. It's SpongeBob. You've watched SpongeBob?
No, I've never watched SpongeBob either.
Oh man. Oh no. This is off to a great start. So, a cool thing about this podcast is you're going to be listening and following along in real time.
That's right.
Because we are, this is currently happening.
We are living this.
Week by week, you can follow how it's going with Ariel. And Ariel.
And Ned.
How's it going? And also me, but like mostly Ariel. Sometimes we do have to remind each other that Ned has feelings too. But like, they're not as valuable, you know?
That's sweet. No, you're a great dad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're an amazing
dad. How would
you
describe my dad style? My
Your
parenting
dad style?
Style? Not like my fresh kicks.
Your style? Like,
what type of parent am I?
You're a great dad. I would say, okay, so it has definitely changed over time.
Really?
I mean, we have a 2.5-year-old. Mm-hmm. So when he was, a tiny baby, it was definitely like, what the fuck am I doing? What do I do with this?
I'm freaking out here, guys.
Yeah.
You know all the like baby books that people tell you to read? I didn't read them.
No, you
I
didn't.
Procrastinated. I said I would read them in the last month so it's fresh in the brain.
And guess what? I was a month early.
Yeah. So baby comes, I've read 0 books.
Right. You had read 0 books. We got to the hospital and we had no car seat to take our newborn child home.
Yeah, not prepared. Although they do give you a free one at the hospital. I didn't know that. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, that is very nice. Yeah, I mean, you did not read the books. I think that you sort of expected it to be much easier than it actually was. Ned was like a little miffed that he wasn't getting any sleep. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
You were like, man, why am I so tired?
This is hard. I'm really not getting like any sleep. I thought I would get like a little, but like, oh, you don't get any sleep. I think I blacked that part of my memory out. That's why I want to have another one.
Right. You want to do it again.
I'm like, well, it can't be that bad, right? get a couple of rough nights of sleep. No, your schedule is totally different. You're sleeping in 2-hour increments.
I remember it being very much like you only wanted to do the fun parts.
Mm.
You know, like you wanted to snuggle with the newborn, you know, like when he was sleeping or something like that. And when he like, you know, was having a tough time, you're like, here.
he clearly needs his mom.
But as Wes has gotten older, you have become this amazing father. You are so attentive, and I think that all of the parts of your personality that I absolutely love just sort of shine as a father.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, like, you know, you get like really excited about things, you know. True. Like oftentimes like overly excited. But for a toddler, that's like, yeah, Daddy wants to play.
I'm basically a
Let's
toddler.
Let's do this. You are
basically
a toddler.
Big kid.
You are.
I mean, I do. I get hyped when he makes a poo poo in the potty.
I know.
Like it's football season, and we're like, touchdown in the potty! Woo! Go tell your mom.
Go tell your mom.
I mean, I wish that people celebrated like that when I made a poo poo in the big boy potty.
Oh, I hear ya. I mean,
like, can you imagine? You walk outside, and everyone in the office looks at you like. Yeah, bro!
You did it!
Yes, you dropped a deuce.
You went in the potty and not in your pants.
Woo.
I mean, that'd be incredible. I certainly celebrate a little bit every time I make a poop.
You do that.
Yeah.
You want me to do that for you?
You kind of do.
I guess I do.
Yeah. I mean, that's just who you are.
That's true. I say, how's your poop? And you're like, pretty good. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, we got this. Mm-hmm. This day's off to a great start.
It really can set the tone for your day.
It does. It does. Yeah. I mean, I that's why I like you so much.
Aww.
Yeah. You just get so excited about things. And when Wes, you know, all toddlers, they're like pushing the boundaries, you know? So Wes will be like, there was one time maybe 6 months ago that he was like, Dada bath? As in like, Dad, why don't you get in the bath?
Mm-hmm.
And Ned was like, sure, I'll get in the bath. Takes off all his clothes and jumps in the bath with Wes. We have never gone back.
That's true.
It is Daddy and Wes bath time every night.
It pretty much is now, yeah.
I mean, there is no going back.
And now I'll be like to him, I mean, Dada bath? Right? Dada bath?
Like, you want me in the bathtub, right? Bath?
Daddy was just exercising. He's pretty sweaty. Kind of needs a bath anyways.
Dada bath?
It's so fun being in the bath with Wes. You feel like, I feel like a lot more closer, like I'm actually like playing with him and totally. Less like I'm just sort of watching him take a bath.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you're a great dad.
Thank you. I think you are a great mom as well. I would describe your parenting style as very like hyper caring. Uh-huh. You read all the baby books.
I read most of them. And I mean, I certainly had a lot of time while I was breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Subtle reminder that.
No, I'm not trying to not subtly the remind one
breastfeeding.
You.
No, but you did. You definitely spent a lot of time breastfeeding. A lot of time putting in the hours, putting in the ones and twos.
Well, he was
looking at your boobs the other day, and I swear to God, he was like, food?
No, he definitely was not.
Two and a half. I mean, there's probably something deep down. He's like,
maybe
snacks. I would say that as he's gotten older, you have been very protective over him.
I am.
Like, I'll let him wander off into the other room with scissors.
You'll let him wander off into the like the backyard where we can't
I'm like,
see
he's
him.
He's fine. He's playing, and you're like. You want to make sure that he's safe at all times, and that's good. That's
well,
good.
Yeah.
Like, if we were both like that, he probably would like be like, "Oh, look, I'm playing with the chainsaw."
Yeah, I mean, that kid has already been to the emergency room, what, four times?
Three times, yeah.
Yeah,
I think all of them were our fault, though.
I'm sure all of them were.
not like we hurt him, but like
right.
It wasn't an emergency. We just took him to the emergency room.
It was not
room.
An emergency. It was a first child emergency,
yeah,
I think.
Yes.
I would certainly, you know, the nurses and doctors at the emergency room are like, this is your only child, isn't it?
Yeah. But then like sleep training, I mean, and when he sleeps, you know, whenever he like is like a little fussy, you want to go in there and like calm him down. And I'm sometimes like, I don't know if we should do that, but it's like he's really connected to you because
right.
of that. He has
right.
an emotional bond
certainly.
With his mom that is, you know, just very special.
Would you say I'm a helicopter parent?
I more so than me.
Well, yeah.
In relation.
I mean,
I don't think in general.
I think the term helicopter parent gets a bad rap, you know, because people are.
Oh, okay.
People
you're about
no, no,
to
no.
Defend
I'm
it.
Not. No,
like,
I'm not
yes,
trying to
I'm
defend
a helicopter
it.
Parent.
I'm not trying to.
In fact, I'm a news chopper, baby.
I'm not trying to defend like this helicopter parenting style.
Yeah.
Because I would say that I have tendencies towards helicopter parenting.
I'm more of a. Live and let run with scissors type of parent.
I wish you would stop saying that because that just makes me so nervous.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about scissors, we're talking about those toddler scissors that don't cut anything. I think that when it comes to the actual dangerous things, you certainly have like a no.
Oh, I'm definitely joking about the chainsaw. We do not own one.
Yeah, helicopter parenting gets a bad rap. There's a spectrum. There's a spectrum of parenting. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the super attentive parents, and then there's the negligent parents.
Ooh.
And you don't want to be a negligent parent. You want to be somewhere in the middle, you know?
I read in one of the books that you want to be... It was about discipline, and it said you want to be authoritative, not authoritarian.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
The difference was subtle, but I think like authoritarian is like cold and like lays down the law, but then is emotionally distant. But authoritative is like very empathetic, but also firm when it comes to boundaries.
I think that's appropriate. Yeah. Certainly. Toddlers certainly need boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we have other people over, I don't think this when it's just the two of us, but when we have other people over and he's like running around, basically running amok in, you know, his undies and,
like what do they think of our,
what do
sometimes,
they think?
We're just out in the front yard. Wes is buck ass naked.
Yeah. Cause he's
like kicking a ball or something.
Not because we have decided that it is naked time, but because he refuses to put on clothes.
He has decided it is naked time.
Yes.
And we are okay with it.
Yes. We have decided to,
it's fine.
It is a battle that we will not fight. It's fine.
Yeah, I definitely remember eyes with the neighbor at one point, just like, eight men. And he's like, what are you doing, man? You got your kid wearing nothing but a t-shirt with a ding-dong flapping
just
out.
Just poo-bearing it.
I'm like, he's a child. It's fine.
I mean, we've basically been potty training for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm. He's good. He's getting there.
Yeah, waking up with some dry diapers, That's the best way to start the day right there.
Damn.
We're doing it.
Speaking of dingles hanging out, if you want to get your dingle dongle locked in, strapped in, we're going to review the Frida Balls new kid-proof underwear for dads. Medium. That's my size. Low blows, get the Frida Balls. Okay.
Read the side.
Protect your legacy. Oh, wow. And it's like hands holding gonads. That's intense.
Wow.
You see that little icon?
Oh,
is that what you thought?
Did you know that?
Immediate recognition for me.
I thought it was boob fondle.
It does look like boob fondle. All
but
right.
You're definitely right. That is two balls.
Yeah, it's just testes.
Protect
don't want to get them
your
smashed.
Legacy.
Yeah, it's because when you're, if you got a baby in a front carrier, or if you're just holding him, he like kicks his heels, and I've definitely gotten smashed in the nuts before.
Absolutely.
I think this is a silly product. I don't know if I would use it. It's not very functional, but let's check it out. They're not a sponsor. This is an editorial review.
It's basically, it's underwear with a cup.
This is pretty good. Underwear with a cup. But what I like about this cup is it's baby, not sized. It's big boy size, but it's like, it's baby like density, you know?
I feel that.
An athletic cup is like you can take a kick from a man, but this baby cup it's kind of flexible. You know, it seems a little more comfortable. Athletic cups are like, oh, they're painful, but
not. You can remove it. I was thinking you don't remove it. You wash it with with the cup inside.
Mm-hmm.
This is nice. These are nice undies. I mean, you know.
I mean, it also gives you a little bulge. I don't know if that is that something that ladies like? Eugene says it's something that gay men like, and I assume it translates a little bit.
I find it a little strange.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, we'll move on. All right, I'm going to go into the closet and try this on for comfort.
We're filming this in our bedroom, and our producer Miles is sitting here like, this is normal.
I'll just put it on.
This is super normal.
All right, so here we are. Can you see okay? All right, got the Frida balls here. Can you hear this?
I'm not close to the microphone. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'm currently standing in my underwear about to try on nut protective pants.
Let's see. Medium true to size there?
I mean, it fits pretty well. I've tucked my shirt into my underwear, which is kind of a nice touch.
That's normal.
You know, it's surprisingly comfortable.
Uh-huh. Unlike other athletic cups I've worn, this is, you could reasonably get away with it as everyday underwear. I'm going to ask Ariel to punch me in the balls right now.
I'll do like baby kicks. Ready?
Baby kicks. Ooh, no. Do not like. Okay, well, it works. It works. It's still uncomfortable, but I guess I didn't get like a full frontal assault.
Yeah.
On my legacy.
It does not say on the box that it protects from pain. It says on the box that it will protect the workings in there.
Heirloom conservation technology. I think they misuse the word heirloom.
I think we might misuse the word heirloom.
Does heirloom mean your future generations?
I think it will heir.
I guess so. Heirloom. Yeah, maybe we're the assholes misusing heirloom, hairloom. Reinforced protective pouch, never slip secure waistband, breathable stretchy fabric, protects against headbutt, baby carrier, Sunday morning bed jumps, super eager, welcome home. That's true.
So they're expecting that you are going to wear this to bed every night.
Well, that's not happening.
Every Saturday night.
Oh.
For those Sunday morning bed jumps.
I could see that.
I mean, I would say that is the time that you get knocked in the nads the most.
The bed jumps.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you're also wearing just your underwear.
Your freebie boxers, yeah.
My fruity boxers?
No, freebie, as freebie. In flying free.
That's right. You're flying free.
Yeah.
Or if you've had a bit too much to drink, maybe you're naked.
That's just you.
That's just me.
That's just you.
If I talk
about parenting
too
style.
Drunk, my parenting style is... sit on the floor of the shower and crawl into bed naked.
And soaking wet. It's like in your drunk head, you're like, the bed will dry me off.
The bed, the sheet. What is a sheet if not a giant towel?
At this point, I'm generally fast asleep.
Yeah.
Like knocked out fast asleep.
Right, right.
So.
Can we talk about the wine, though? Can we talk about like being...
oh, being pregnant?
Pregnant and now not able to drink. Because we, you know, when we had a kid, uh-huh. when we had our first baby, uh-huh. but you weren't pregnant yet, like, baby goes down, we're chugging white wine. Like, it is happy hour every night, but only at 7 p.m.
Right. Because I can only have, like, you know, one glass before then I have to pump. Like way later, or breastfeed when he wakes up in the middle.
Yeah, I mean,
night.
Maybe a little after the pumping. I know the pumping phase. It's like, yeah, the time you're drinking with the pumping.
I mean, we could certainly talk about that because that is a science in itself. It's like, put the baby down, pump,
then drink. Right, right. Because you don't want your boobies to have booze in them.
Exactly.
Booze boobies.
Yeah.
Boozebies.
There actually is a... there is a product out there that can test the amount of alcohol in your breast milk.
No way.
Yeah.
You just like squirt it on a little pH strip?
It's like a little pH strip. That's
really?
Exactly what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
It probably is a pH strip.
Yeah, it might be. It tests the acidity.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Alcohol might change the acidity.
I don't actually know.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Back to what to expect. 24 weeks, your baby is sporting white hair. So our baby inside there has mm-hmm. white hair, white eyelashes, eyebrows, no pigment.
Wow.
A little Benjamin Button baby.
Sounds like Wes.
That's true. Yeah, Wes still has white hair. But I mean, 24 weeks, we just announced it publicly.
That is so true.
How's
and
that been?
That is such, honestly, it is a relief.
Right.
As like someone who, you know, who lives somewhat publicly, you know, it is absolutely a relief to have people know that I am pregnant again.
Because you feel like you had to hide it before.
Totally. And it is so...
Oh, what am I wearing? What am I showing myself eat?
Right.
Oh, didn't you like have a pretend glass of wine in one episode? Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like we put grape juice.
I'm sure I did.
I think there was a Tri-Wives Wine time where it was like, Ariel cannot drink wine, but if we show her drinking wine this early, it will be effectively announced or, you know.
Yes.
If we,
yeah.
Yeah, if we show her, oh, I'm not having any.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be like, girl, uh-huh. You pregnant.
Yeah, no. Well, that was the tell the first time. The first time around was Becky saw me drinking a cocktail, which was really just soda water and lime.
At her wedding. And she knew.
She knew immediately.
She saw right through it.
Yeah, because I'm not a cocktail drinker. I am a white wine drinker. Mm-hmm. You know, I am old enough to know what I like. And I like a cold glass of medium buttery white wine. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Like low acidity, low, uh-huh. Like dry, not too dry.
But not too fruity.
Yep. But like strong on the butter. Painted on thick.
And cold.
The colder
cold.
The better.
I want a cold.
Yeah, it is a relief. I mean, we even, there were some commenters on a recent video where it shows us cooking sushi for you. And people are like, what the heck? Why are you cooking sushi? Well, we were cooking the sushi because Ariel can't eat raw fish.
Exactly.
And people are like, I bet they held to release this before the baby announcement came. And I'm like, you're right. We knew we had to announce the baby before this
you
episode.
You are absolutely correct.
But also, you were starting to show at that
right.
point.
Yeah. I mean, this second
no
time around, definitely showing earlier. You know, your body just kind of knows how to do it. And honestly, I think that things
happen. Your body knows how to do it. So you're just, the baby like just drops like that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't drop.
All right, we're ready.
My uterus, it never shrinks back to original size. Mm. So, like when I get pregnant again, it's just like, oh yeah, we know how to do this. Blows right back up.
So your uterus never goes back to its pre-baby size.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the second time around, it just knows what to do. And so that's why they say that women show earlier. Hmm. You know, because with Wes, I probably didn't show until like 25 weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I probably looked a little bigger, carrying weight around my middle, but it was never like a bump.
Yeah, you have like a little balloon now.
Yes, like, I have a little balloon. I do. It's like I'm carrying a balloon in my dress.
Mm-hmm. Must be a relief to, if I'm like filming something uh-huh. and I pan over to you, not have to feel like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
My belly is showing.
Chest up, please. Actually, neck up. Neck up.
Yeah. If you look at our quarantine vlogs, I didn't really feature Ariel that much because
I was Blob on the couch. First trimester is always rough.
A little couch Blob.
It's couch Blob. Yeah.
Yeah. How has this pregnancy been different from the first pregnancy?
Not that different. I mean, with Wes, I never really got that sick. I never really got that sick with this one either. Mm-hmm. Just sort of nausea. But I have been super tired. And I don't know if that's because I'm running after a toddler mm-hmm. or if that's because I'm just, this one has a little bit, you know, fatigue. It's just something that I'm dealing with in this one.
Yeah.
I'm certainly dealing with, well, we found out a couple weeks ago.
Too.
And coronavirus, yeah.
You're just kind of inside doing the same thing all day.
We found out a couple weeks ago that I had a short cervix.
Yeah, that was really devastating to hear.
Yeah. I mean, it was tough. It was certainly tough. And there's a chance that I had it with Wes too, but it's not really something that they check for because they only really check if you have had preterm birth before, which I did. I went into labor at 36 weeks with Wes. And so they were kind of looking for it this time, and they were like, oh, actually, you do have a very short cervix, which means, you know, your cervix is generally, it's like the part that holds the baby in when you're pregnant, mm-hmm. right? And not a doctor, guys, not a doctor. this is just how I understand it. The cervix is the part that holds the baby in, and it should be about, you know, like 3 to 5 centimeters long, right? And it gets shorter as you get into like 32, 35, 38 weeks mm-hmm. because your body is preparing for labor, mm. right? And eventually it'll kind of just dissolve away and baby will come out, right? I'm sure it does not happen like that, but that's how it happens in my head. And so,
it's
mine.
It's like the faucet.
Yeah, exactly.
The faucet gets smaller and smaller until it's just a hose spraying out baby. Maybe that's not the best metaphor.
Okay, so continuing. So my cervix uh-huh. is not 3 to 5 centimeters. It is 2.4 currently, which is not good. That basically means that my body could go into labor.
Like right now.
Well, no, not exactly, but yes. It means so when my doctor found that out, she was like, okay, you need to stop lifting anything over 20 pounds. You need to, I mean, basically not bed rest, because they have actually found that bed rest does not help with like preventing early labor. But, you know, kind of not pushing myself. And I like to push myself. With Wes, I worked out all the time, and you know, especially when you are pregnant and you have you have all this extra blood in your body, and there are so many hormonal things going on. Like working out for me it's like a routine that I have that I enjoy doing, and I enjoy doing it modified when I'm pregnant. And so not being able to do that has been very difficult.
And we're renovating a house, so you can't like move boxes around.
I mean, my child is 30 pounds.
That's true.
It's impossible not to pick him up, right?
So I'm sure a lot of people listening out there maybe have also gone through something with limited activity restrictions.
Every pregnancy is
different.
It's very
common. It's a lot more common than, it's not this like perfect, like, oh, here I have a beautiful belly. It's like, it's a pretty like dangerous process. Not dangerous, but it's like,
every pregnancy is different, and every woman deals with different things, you know? There's all sorts of things that could come up. There's like gestational diabetes. There are things that happen to your body when you're pregnant that would never happen to your body when you're not pregnant, you know? Yeah.
Fragile is the word I'm looking for. It's a surprisingly fragile process.
Absolutely.
I mean, between this like activity restriction and mm-hmm. the danger of a short cervix having the baby come early mm-hmm. to in February, before we even found out about this baby, we had a chemical pregnancy, which
right,
is a miscarriage,
like an early
term
miscarriage.
Happens in, you know, the span of a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out we're pregnant, and then a week later,
we're not.
So you're like you're just gut wrenched apart, where you've gone on this. You're so very excited, and you're recalibrating your entire life around the baby,
right?
To then just, it's all ripped away,
right?
And it's it is a miscarriage. It is a grief process,
right? Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes you think that the whole process is a little bit more fragile than you realize.
I think we were lulled into a false sense of everything is okay, despite the baby coming a month early
mm-hmm.
the first time.
He was healthy.
But it was still, he was healthy. It was just, went to the NICU to get beefed up for a couple of days. but it's, it made us realize that there's so much that can go wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah,
there's so much that can go right. You know, it goes right every day, all the time. What does that make you feel? I mean, do you get like more anxious about it, or do you just kind of have to just
zen it out and be like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, the latter. Honestly, I kind of, you sort of just have to trust the process.
Right.
You know?
Control what you can and don't worry about what you can't.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't worry about it, but I do definitely control what I can. And, you know, I have the feeling that worrying about it is not going to help.
That's true.
And there have actually been studies where, like, being too stressed out during your pregnancy can affect your baby. You know, all that cortisol and whatever else that's going through your body. You know, like some women like don't eat when they're really stressed out, and you know, you kind of you need to just have a routine and just kind of stick with, you know.
So you need a bubble bath.
I need a bubble bath.
You need me to give you a little short of massage.
Like a tepid bath.
A little lukewarm temperature bath.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a nice rub, some sweet smelling oils on your belly.
I like your version of pregnancy. Yeah. I think it's really sweet.
Make it very nice.
Make it really nice.
Make it very relaxing for you. Bubble bath.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know,
but you're like, I can't take a warm bath. Thank you very much.
I can't. Yeah. I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
But every pregnancy is different. You know, some women are like joggers and they will continue running through like 35 weeks of pregnancy. Whoa. Totally fine.
Whoa.
Totally fine. Everybody is different. And that's the thing about pregnancy is your bodies are different. Your pregnancies are different. Your babies are different. You know, this is just what my body is going through. And, but you know, honestly, like, the next person is going to have something completely different.
That's a really nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
That everyone's different, and wherever you are in your pregnancy, that's where you are.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people don't talk about the sort of not so great stuff.
Right. It's all, you know, pregnancy photo shoots and long flowy dresses and, you know, just.
And we did that and we posted it on Instagram and it's beautiful and we're very happy.
Right, exactly.
But there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad we get to talk about it.
Well, we've talked a lot about
the pregnancy,
but, you know, our first child could walk in here at any moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our first child, Wes, is two and a little bit, coming on two and a half, and he has a lot of feelings. I mean, he is transitioning into being a big boy.
And oh, man.
So much so that we actually, just two nights ago, he had his first night sleeping in a big boy bed.
Oh my goodness. We moved him from the crib.
Yes.
To a twin size bed with rails. Perhaps, and I certainly felt this the first night, perhaps not our best idea.
If you imagine, like, you are sleeping in the same bed, you have the same routine every single night, and then it is changed one night. It's just like, it's just so different.
I know.
So many feelings. I mean, we probably spent like 2 hours trying to get him to be relaxed enough to fall asleep.
I know.
It was, the minute we were reading books like normal, he was very calm. And then the minute I said, okay, it's time for bed, let's turn off the light, he was like, wait,
I know, it broke my heart.
He was so stressed out about the lights going off. And I mean, it makes sense though, the room's different.
Yeah, the room's different, the bed is different.
Places. I get a little freaked out when I'm in a hotel room that's a little weird.
I know, and dark.
And dark.
I mean, you know, he has like several nightlights, but I, what would you say were the mistakes made?
I mean, there's just a lot going on. We changed beds and we changed rooms at the same time.
Right. Yeah. I think maybe we should have done one at a time.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not like we have other things going on right now. You know, like we are home all the time. We have completed potty training.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like he, you know, we haven't really talked to him about the new baby, so he's not dealing with the stress of that yet.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've tried, but he doesn't really understand.
No, he doesn't really understand. He's cool.
Be a big brother.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. I like babies. Sweet.
I'm interested in having a
baby. I will feed baby. Baby likes carrots. Just like rabbits.
You know, an interesting thing he's been doing lately is like pretending to be a baby.
Yeah, that's new. I have noticed that.
His way of thinking about wrapping his head around, oh, we're going to have a new baby?
I'm not sure, but sometimes he'll like crawl into my lap and be like, baby.
Baby.
Wah, wah.
He's like pretending to be a baby. It's like,
it's hilarious.
He knows he's not a baby.
He doesn't wear diapers anymore. He's not in the crib anymore.
Right, right. He's like, wow, things are changing so fast.
I know.
We're all growing up. Maybe after the end of the summer, we won't even see each other. I mean, you're going off to college. I'm going to state. And I don't know. Just maybe this summer is the last thing we have.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's probably state. Going through his state.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I am still in my Frida Balls underwear, by the way. Can report that it is comfortable for podcasting.
Excellent. Comfortable for sleeping, maybe?
Ow, it really doesn't protect your nuts. Okay. Today, you know how we have that little Moses basket?
Yes.
And he was like, wanted to find the bed for it, and then he wanted to crawl in it, pretend to be a baby, and have me carry him around. So showering, getting ready for the podcast, I was swinging this Moses basket around.
With a 30-pound toddler.
I was swinging it back and forth. Then I did some like high pulls, you know, got my workout on, get my sweat a little bit. He was loving it. But
well, great.
It was also pretending to be a baby. I can't wait for the comments for this podcast. We're going to get like a billion different pieces of advice on
absolutely.
What we're doing wrong or right. And hopefully you're not too mean, because people
can be really mean.
People can be really mean
when it comes
to raising your child the wrong way.
Yeah.
And we think there's no right way except for the wrong ways. There are some wrong ways.
I mean, I would say that anytime Wes does something even a little strange, I immediately look it up and I'm like, what's wrong with my child? is this normal?
Yeah, we should look at your Google history. Like, what is the last thing you Googled about Wes?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was 2 nights ago. I was like, why does he hate his big boy bed?
Why does he hate his bed? That's true, though.
Is my child regressing?
He said, snuggle daddy.
Snuggles.
Snuggle daddy.
Oh, he's so into snuggles right now, and he loves reading on
that.
And then
I snuggled for like 45 minutes, which is maybe too long.
I mean, honestly, you probably fell asleep a little bit, which is fine.
It's true.
Which is fine.
Look, I'm a big boy, and the big boy bed is big enough for me to crawl in and cuddle with him. So did I fall asleep a little bit? Maybe.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that so bad?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Is it good sleep hygiene?
Probably not.
But hey, there's no wrong way.
4 more months with our beautiful little child before I have 2 beautiful children.
I know.
And I have to love them equally. I don't get that. How are you supposed to love 2 kids equally?
I feel like that is a topic that we need to get into on the next one because there's so much there. How I've been thinking about that too. I was sitting in his room last night and like, you know, sort of watching you guys read books, and I was thinking to myself, like, I love this child so much.
Mm-hmm.
How can I give this much love to another child?
Exactly. How can I also love this second child as much?
Do you think that your love just multiplies, or do you have to split it between the two?
I hope it multiplies.
This is a great question for parents.
Because if it splits, then that explains a lot about third children.
Talking about you, Keith. No, I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. What other topics and segments should we cover?
Oh my gosh.
Baby steps.
Well, I love the product review. I think that is so funny.
Let us know in the comments what other products you want us to review. Yeah. Anything that's strange, weird, or actually wonderful. We'll also do like things that are slam dunks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but you know, I would love the ones that, you know, you were walking down the baby aisle at Target and you were like, the fuck is this?
Like, excuse me.
Excuse me, they make this?
Isn't there one that was like really good, but now it's illegal?
I'm sure there are so many
like
of those.
Like the Snood or something.
There are many product recalls, if that's what you're asking. Yes, there are things that get recalled.
Yeah.
But there are very stringent guidelines to children and baby things.
Some of my friends were talking about it. I have some dad friends.
That's good.
We talk about dad stuff.
Dad friends are really important. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to talk about the things that you're going through. And that's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about? We're going to talk about things that toddlers are going through. We're going to talk about things that happen in pregnancy, things that happen in those first glorious few days of, you know, you're in that haze of newborn baby, mm-hmm. and you don't even remember having eaten or slept or. You can't remember tying your shoes, but you're wearing them.
And we will record some thoughts at 4 a.m. while we are in this period of newborn baby, because we don't remember what happened.
Yeah.
I think it would be very hilarious to hear what our minds are going through when we're delirious, sleep deprived in the middle of the night.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll have some segments about facts. We'll answer your questions. Mm-hmm. You can email babystepsadvice@gmail.com.
This podcast certainly will not be just us spouting things that we do not know.
Mm-hmm.
We will.
It'll be a little bit of that.
It'll be a little bit of us talking about things that
we heard or Googled. But it, we'll actually get some.
We will have some expert facts.
Info in there. Yeah. Yeah.
Important. Got some doctor friends that we're going to be tapping. This.
Ooh, we gotta tap them, doctor. Yeah. Tap. That's like a euphemism for sex. Did you know that?
I did not.
Tap that ass.
I think there are other ways to use the word tap, Ned. Do you have sex on the mind?
Tap.
What's going on?
Well, when you said tap, we're gonna tap our doctor friends. I was like,
we're gonna tap them for information.
Well, sure. I mean, that's what
goodness.
I thought too.
Just because my boobs are bigger, and you're like, you're going nuts over here.
Your boobs are bigger and I'm not wearing pants.
I don't know what to do with you.
So there's a lot to look forward to. It's the new Baby Step Parenting Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review and leave us your nightmare parenting story. We will read it on the next podcast.
Cannot wait to read those.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.